From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Jordan Carlos, Roxanne Roberts, and Paula Poundstone. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill pulls out his rhyme iron for a chip shot in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. All right, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, according to Fast Company magazine, the hottest name in what's called fast fashion isn't H&M or J. Crew these days. It's what?
I'm going to need a hint.
Well, it's great if you need to pick up a blazer and 200 rolls of toilet paper.
Man, if it's Ann Taylor.
Costco.
Oh,
that's
yes.
That's right. I read about that. Costco.
If you need to refresh your look for the summer, head to Costco. If you need a vat of beef chili for $3.99, also head to Costco. The wholesaler's clothing department is booming, no longer just purchased by customers who went overboard in the food court and needed backup pants.
Stacked.
And there's a great thing. You don't have to buy the 200 rolls of toilet paper because when you have 100 pairs of pants, you don't need toilet paper.
Just pants on a roll.
It's true, but most clothing chains are struggling because of, you know, Amazon and online shopping. But Costco has seen a 9% growth over the last few years in their clothing business. Maybe it's because Costco is just in-person Amazon, or maybe because you can't buy 90 cans of Vienna sausages at Nordstrom.
Are there little sample pants?
Paula, we could answer this question.
Okay.
Paula, a lot of people are using DNA testing services to
find... They certainly are, Peter.
To find long-lost relatives, many of whom turn out to be serial killers. Who knew?
Yeah.
But who else is now using DNA to find their siblings, cousins, and even long-lost parents?
Is it in the rodent family?
No, but it is in the animal kingdom.
Dogs?
Yes, dogs.
Yeah.
Very good.
So stupid. You know...
I want to get back on the dogs.
Are these mutts? Are these purebreds?
Here's the thing.
How does this work?
So dog
and
owners...
And how do they fill out the form? Be honest.
As you probably know, dog owners have been using DNA tests for a while to check on their dog's breed and prove that it is indeed and scientifically a very good dog. But now they're using the same technology to try to find the dog's relatives. Too many people are looking into their dog's big sad eyes and thinking, you'd love to see your litter mates again, wouldn't you? When the dog is really thinking, I love you because you are made of meat. So, people are now submitting these DNA samples, and if they get a hit, a match with another dog out there, they are allowed to contact the other dog's owners to arrange reunions.
You know what I think dogs would like better?
What?
Is Tinder.
And it's just pictures of butts.
Yeah.
And all the dogs are like, left, 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 left.
I mean, the thing about...
They can easily swipe it.
Sure, yeah. They can do that.
The thing about a dog is they don't even have to have another dog. They just, you know, they look, oh, your neighbor's shin. Back up, back up.
Oh, man.
Jordan, according to the Clay County, Missouri Sheriff's Office, this week a suspect in Missouri hiding from police gave away his location when he did what?
He gave away his
location.
Did he fart?
Yes, he did, quite loudly. The police have not said much about the case. We don't know who the guy was or what he was wanted for, but the man was crouched, hiding in some undisclosed location when he
crouched.
Disclosed it.
In a Taco Bell. Yes,
yeah.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. He's now been arrested on drug charges, proving whoever smelt it dealt 400 grams of controlled substances.
Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. You better stop.